Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas and Lucky Peris. New Zealand will be happy with their performance against Bangladesh yesterday as they comprehensively beat them by 100 runs after winning the toss and electing to bat first, so they get on the points table, much to their relief because they lost their first two games, one against England and the other against South Africa. Now let's dive straight into the scorecard. New Zealand 227 for 9 wickets in their allotted 50 overs. Susie Bates made 29. Sadly, she was run out, but she's getting back into form. And Sophie Devine 63. Well, she is having a bit of a problem with her diabetes and play was halted because she needed treatment midway, but she looked very tired. Nevertheless, I mean, she played a wonderful innings in scoring 63. Brooke Haldy seems to be their new find. The middle order batter made a superb 69. Fantastic batter, right-hander, looks very composed. Rabia Khan took 3 for 30, but credit must go to Bangladesh because they did control the innings to a great extent, because at the end of 44 overs, New Zealand were 5 wickets for 179, and then they started leaking runs, Bangladesh. And New Zealand compiled 227, which according to the experts seem to have been a winning score. Bangladesh struggled right through, 127 all out. Fahima Khatun 34 and Rubaiya Khan 25. She seems to be a very good prospect for Bangladesh. She took 3 wickets for 30 because Mufara Akhtar, the seam bowler for Bangladesh, a bright prospective, unfortunately, was having huge problems with her line and length, and the New Zealand batters were able to pick her off easily. So that was the reason I reckon that New Zealand got to a score of 227 for 9. Right, and then of course Bangladesh, as you know, all out for 127. They've lost this game by 100 runs. Jace Kerr, 3 for 21, and Liz Tabu among the wickets, 3 for 22. Right, let's go into India now. India played their second test against West Indies yesterday. At the end of day one, India batting first. Big score, 318 for 2 wickets at the end of 90 overs. Jaiswal still at the wickets, batting on 178, enjoying himself. Sai Sudarshan out for 87, but at the wickets is Shubman Gill, the captain, batting on 20. Well, that's the cricket news we have for you this morning, but stay tuned. I'm going to get you a very good script about the Bangladesh versus New Zealand game for your reading pleasure. I also want to make a statement that we'll have a mini script, Sri Lanka versus England, because Sri Lanka will be playing England today in their game in the World Cup, and the game gets underway at 3 o'clock at the R. Premadasa Stadium. That's it from me and Lakith Peris. Today we have two songs for you, being a holiday. I hope you'll enjoy it.